Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It has. It's good to see you, George. I'm glad
you
to be
as well.
Back.
Yeah. Well, hello and welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your host, Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry.
And Worshipful Brother Ken.
We are up here, and we haven't been up here in a long time.
Yeah. I missed this place. I forgot what it looked like. It's very cold up here, too.
Yes, it's very cold.
Very cold.
Yep. What was I going to say? Life. Life tends to get in the way.
It does indeed.
Life
does indeed.
Finds a way, as you would say.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like that callback. Also, the holidays.
The holidays. Too. And again, I've talked about it before. Again, we're not going to beat the drum too hard, but I am in the Judicial Martial Academy right now. So getting up here during the week is extremely hard. I've been in the academy since October, and I think that's the last time we posted. I think it was October, November, or something like that. We posted an episode. We were going to do this one live, but being that the internet, and we had the internet off for a little while, and then Frontier decided, eh, fuck them. They don't need it. So, so Frontier Communications can suck a fart out of my ass. I mean,
I wonder if we have like a man or woman on the inside. I wonder if I know anybody who works for Frontier that can,
I don't know,
fix this for us, but whatever.
Shit on their service.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Well, it is what it is.
We could switch service providers too. They probably have fiber here.
So I've been getting a lot of messages on YouTube like, hey, you guys still recording? Are you guys still recording? Yep, we're still here. It will be recording more now that I'm kind of nearing the end of my training.
Oh, good.
We had a little bit of a delay today because George went and caught himself a fungal infection. And I know, yes, gangrene's going to have a freaking wild time with
one. Hang on. I thought you just had like a rash or something.
I do. I have a rash all over my neck. It's pretty bad. I went to the walk-in a little while ago because Ken was, I don't know, playing with your guns or whatever you were doing.
What? I wasn't doing anything.
You said you had a delay until 12:30 because you were tidying up some shit.
Oh, yeah.
So I was going to go to
household tasks.
I was going to go to the walk-in because I don't believe in primaries. I was going to go to the walk-in and what are you diddling with down there?
I'm tweaking my levels here, trying to figure out which one's mine.
And from all the physical training that I've been doing and the fact that the mats that we work on are probably got, you know, a decade worth of freaking nut juice inside of them.
Oh, God.
I got the gift that keeps on giving. But anyway, I'm all good though. I got a little ointment that I have to use and
ointment.
It's
not the first time. It probably won't be the last.
Shut up. but I'm good to go. So with that being said, with the culmination of my training coming, we'll be doing this a lot more often. But other than that. What you been up to, Mr. Kenny?
Oh, all kinds of things, George. All kinds of things. Yeah. I was sick for a little while before the holidays, and then
COVID.
Yes,
really? You finally got it? I'm so happy.
I did. We should celebrate or something. I feel like, yeah, like this entire time.
You came up
time.
Here in a full freaking Tyvek suit one time.
Yeah, like, I know. And you know what? It served me. You know, like my paranoia served me well for a long time there. But yeah, after like whatever 2.5 years or something, it's been. Finally got the COVID.
Finally got the Wuhan whammy, if you will.
Yeah. Luckily, it wasn't bad. So thankfully, thank God. And my family didn't catch it either because I cloistered myself. But yeah, it was, you know,
so
things happen.
I would say I would be the protagonist of why we haven't been up here with everything that I've been going, which means, in a sense, ultimately, I makes me the straw that stirs the drink, doesn't it?
Technically, yeah. In the absence of any other straws, yeah.
Listen, somebody may be coming up here within the next couple of weekends, so I figured I'm going to take my shots while I got them.
Yeah, you might as well, while he can't defend himself.
Anyway, 5-star review. Let's do some homework.
Oh, excellent.
5-star review from Wellington Quellix. And again, he's from England, so of course it doesn't show up on Apple's. So this one he sent to me, and he says, 5-star review, great podcast. Hey, guy. I've been interested in Freemasonry for over 10 years, and time has come. I petitioned the Lodge, PHA. The Grandmaster is a friend of mine, and have been talking to him for over 1 year about the craft. I'm a barber here in North Carolina. Oh, I lied. he's from the States.
Cool.
And just waiting on my investigation, but everything is going has been good so far. Listen to you guys. It was where my decision have been made. It is where my decision has been made. Oh. So he listening to us. He made his decision.
Nope. Sound it out.
Two assholes. No, it's the writing. But listen.
Okay.
I'm doing my best.
Yeah, blame the reviewer. Yeah.
Thank you so much, and please keep the good work and info for future members, so this craft can keep growing. Stay safe and blessed. Vivat.
Beautiful. Thank you, brother.
It's one we haven't heard in a while.
Thank you much.
So, let's go. All right. Brother, right hand to arms.
To arms.
Ready?
Ready.
Aim. Fire. Good fire. Fire all. Together, brother.
Vivat. Vivat. Vivat.
Almost forgot how to do that.
Like riding a bike.
I guess. The claps got me there. I was.
Well, Wellington. Thank you for the 5-star review.
Thanks, brother.
We appreciate it as always. And, keep us in the loop as to how you guys are doing. And he also wrote, he's got a picture of his dashboard of his car, and it says, listen to you guys every morning and day while driving, just petition a lodge. Nice. So, I'm going to do this. I'm going to throw this one out there. If you send us a picture of your dashboard or your playlist and we're on it, I will put it on our Instagram story.
Ah, yes.
Because the boys are back, and they're looking for trouble.
They are. We'll get it up on the Facebook page, too, if people are still
You
Facebook.
Guys can manage that, because I don't have Facebook.
Yeah, I can do that.
I don't believe in Facebook. Although, I do like Twitter now, much more. But
yeah,
it's neither here nor there.
Beside the point.
Anyway. All right. So, I do have a topic.
Do you?
I do have a topic. What episode are we on? I don't even know what we're on anymore.
Oh, that's
pretty
a
much
good
giving
question.
Up on this.
Well, I would be able to tell you if we were live right now, but
yeah, we're not live.
Let me
let
me check here.
No.
Go up one here. We'll go down here. It looks like we're on the last one we
episode
did.
Episode 236.
That's what I thought.
That's
what
this is.
The Sonic Mischief Night was the last one
that
we did.
That was the last one, man.
Good
it's
Lord.
It's been a hot minute.
Yeah, we're not good people.
It's episode 236, and also, as of January 6th, it is our 5-year anniversary.
Has it been 5 years?
Happy anniversary,
Judge. Happy anniversary, Judge. I thought it was like 3 at most.
5 goddamn years. We are on season 5.
Half a decade.
Half a goddamn decade. It's been a long time.
Wow.
And
this is our anniversary, because you started in January.
I don't know if you guys are picking up on the Dropkick Murphys references here. It's been a long time coming.
No.
The boys are back. The boys are back. Come on, sing it with
like
me. You guys
boys
know.
Are back in town or something.
No, that's Bon Jovi. Jesus Christ. Get out of the 80s. God, you're old.
About where I reside these days, man. I
think the funny part is, I'm older than you, aren't I?
No, I think I'm older than you.
How old are you?
I was born in 1981.
Yeah, you're older than me.
Yeah.
You're fucking old.
Yeah.
The hair.
I'll let you guys do the math.
It's the hair.
It's the hair. Or lack thereof.
All right, so topic I picked.
I'm ready.
Something we haven't really talked about. Nah, kind of doesn't really match with Freemasonry, but a little bit, potentially.
That's surprising, because in 5 years we've talked about a lot of crap.
We have talked about a lot of shit. But yeah. We have not talked about the concept of reincarnation.
Okay.
So where does this come from?
Very profound.
As we talked about, there's a whole thing that goes through my head that leads up to why I come up with these epiphanies of topics.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there is. There's
a lot of wheels turning, yeah. A lot of dead mice, so yeah. Things along those lines. So here's how it goes. All right. As I said, I'm doing the Judicial Martial Academy, and you know, again, part of the job that I'm going to be doing is dealing with criminals and people who've made mistakes in their past, being PDC here.
Yes.
And it got me thinking, you know, we talk about Freemasonry making a good man better and everything, but what are we making a good man better for? Well, it's the afterlife. Well, if you are in the concept of, or if you believe you're a test to the psyche of reincarnation, right? I think psyche is the right word, no?
Psyche would be like your
belief system.
Really.
Well, you get my point. If you subscribe to the belief system of reincarnation,
yes.
You know, what is making good men better? You know, are you
I would argue that we're also making good men better for this life too.
Fair enough.
Perhaps more importantly, but yes, I mean, obviously, there's an element of, you know, we regardless of what belief system you hold, who your supreme being is, like, we believe that, you know, you'll be called before whoever the grand judge is, and you'll have to, you know, speak for who you were as a human being during the time that you were alive.
Okay.
So in that vein, yeah, that's what we're kind of preparing you for to a certain extent, but also just to be like a decent human being during your life here.
We
get together a lot better and thrive as a species and so forth.
I just always found it interesting that, like, you know, we come into this life and we're coming kicking, screaming, covered in blood, pissed off. But we never know, like, if there is such a thing as a reincarnation, like what we were in our past life, right? So
there are some people
who subscribe to the religious belief that, you know, you keep reincarnating until you get it right.
Right.
So, you know, I often think, like, you know, you know, you ever sit there and just, like, contemplate, like, life? Like, you know, am I doing it right? Like, did I fuck this up last time, too? Did I make the same goddamn mistakes that I made the first time?
No, I mean, I'm not a huge believer in reincarnation, but I do have those, like, periods of existential dread where I'm like, am I doing this right? Right? And I think we all
do, kind of,
as Masons, right? We're all supposed to be polishing our ashlers and getting better, but yeah, just not in that vein. I never really thought about what would I have been prior.
I just think that, like,
reincarnated.
What if you're put in this life to improve off what you did the last time?
Yeah, okay.
And what if you were better in the last life and suck in this one? Like, do you fall down the pecking order? Do you raise up the pecking order?
Yeah.
Like, which way do you go? You know what I mean? So it just kind of got me thinking about, like, Masonry and reincarnation and the concept or the prospect of coming back to do it differently. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, Masonry and making men better and be, so it's like, what are you, you know, it's a tough thing to think about, like, what are you making yourself better for, this life, next life, like, you know, or just both in general? It's kind of an interesting concept. I mean, Joe's ginger, so he's fucked no matter what.
He just keeps coming back as a ginger, I think. You're headed for a pygmy shrew, I think, for your next run around the sun. We'll see. Jury's out.
Yeah, you know, I just sit there, like, you get up to the pearly gates and you're like, and it just, like, you realize what you did last time. You're like, oh, shit.
Bam, hamster. See you in a few years.
You're coming back as a dog to lick your own ass.
Yeah,
like.
Probably.
But I often think about it. I often wonder, like, you know, you just sitting in your car, just driving, you're sitting there, you say to yourself, like, shit, like, am I back here again because I fucked up last time and I'm trying to, and I'm supposed to do better this time? And I really think that, you know, if more people, like, thought like that and lived their life like that, they would do better in this current life. I mean, it's kind of part of our memento mori is, you know, you know, to live, Albert Pike said it. He's like, live this life so that you live immortal in the future. You know, so it just got me thinking, like, you know, it is fucking really cold up here. So if I keep sniffling, it's like, it's cold up here.
It
My fucking hands
cold.
Are freezing right now.
I mean, is the heat turned on?
They're having an issue with the boiler, apparently.
Internet boiler,
yep.
Could we just, like, light it? No, we can't light a fire.
Make a bomb barrel in the corner of here?
No, it's probably not. No, I just thought about that. It's probably, like, in poor taste to even suggest such a thing.
You know, right.
It's been going on recently, so
yeah,
strike that from the record.
Yeah, so just, like, I don't know, what are your belief systems on, like, reincarnation and coming back? And
I mean, I don't believe in reincarnation, but
so you think after this you get judged and that's it, boom, done?
I think so, but here's the deal, like, I think it's a fun mental exercise to go through regardless.
Okay,
even if that's not your core belief, like, you know, you can, and that's what we're taught in Freemasonry, is to look at all the different religions and to, you know, not judge, and you can believe in whatever you want. And one of the great things about that is I've had an opportunity over the years to converse with brothers from different religious backgrounds than my own, and have those kinds of, like, you know, safe space type conversations where we're not crapping on each other's religion, but right. like, what if, like, Salman Sheikh, perfect yeah. example, right? right? He's got some really, really interesting beliefs that are part of his religion, and I've never been exposed to him before.
Right.
But he's a great brother and willing to share and willing to, like, you know, in a no judgment type way, like, here's what I believe. What it, you know,
right.
what does your religion say about this? And we've had great conversations as a result of that. So I don't have a problem doing that kind of mental exercise and going through it. And
I mean,
I'll tell you what, man, I don't know what I would have been in a past life.
I mean, this is part of the reason why.
Probably a goat.
Again. Yeah, you were the goat using the MM degree.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God.
On the postcard. That's a joke. That's a joke.
Yes,
there
a
are
joke.
No animals harmed during any of our degrees.
No, in fact, there are no animals involved at all.
At all. Yeah. At all. I mean, besides Messner, he's an animal. But
yeah.
No, but, like, you know, so it kind of comes back and it brings it back for me is, like, why we don't allow atheists.
Right.
It's part of, like, the whole, the reason why we don't allow atheists to be a Mason is because we believe that if you don't subscribe that you're going to be punished for doing something stupid in your past life, you know, you can't be one in current life.
Right.
You can't be
right.
a Freemason. So, like, but realistically, you know, if you're going to go in the whole, you know, good men, better reincarnation deal, you know, you're an atheist wouldn't believe that they're being reincarnated because God's not going to throw them back in the damn cycle, you know?
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
By definition, if you're an atheist, you don't have any.
So in a sense, Freemasonry does kind of subscribe to the whole reincarnation thing because that's why you're improving, you know, your afterlife would be technically your next life too.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, well, there's, so what Freemasonry, I think, says about all the different religious ideologies is that you have to have a moral compass.
Right.
Well, first of all, you have to believe in a supreme power because if you make a promise in the name of that supreme power, like, there's got to be consequences if you violate it, right? So that's number one. But the other is you have to be a good man. And, you know, Freemasonry is an old organization. If you looked at, you know, humanity back in the 1600s and 1700s, and you said, okay, what's your litmus test for whether a man is of good moral character or not? It's does he go to church? Does he believe in a supreme being? And if you don't, if you're an irreligious libertine, then de facto back then you were seen as somebody of lower moral
character. Here's my thing. We've talked about Masons that were Andrew Jackson-ish.
Right. Like Andrew Jackson, for example.
Like, does that guy get to
I don't know.
Did some grimy shit. I mean,
yeah.
He beat the shit out of another senator with a cane.
Was that before or after he was made a Mason?
I don't know.
I don't think
but
it really
my
matters.
My point being is, like, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, does the whole subscribing a good man thing come with the times of the century? Like,
I think so, yeah. Because, look, back then, in when Congress was in session, they were all, like, beating the shit out of each other with canes. Like, that was, like, a normal thing. People would just get so, like, impassioned about, like, you know, their particular bill or whatever that they're debating. They would just haul off and beat on each other, and it was, like, almost, I don't want to say it was acceptable, but it was, like, kind of normal for the time. You didn't have television cameras and C-SPAN and crap.
Right? I just wish that if reincarnation was real, like, give me a rundown in this life of what I did last life.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's like, oh, every member of Congress.
All right, I won't make that mistake again. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it would be good to have a list, I think.
You know what I mean? Then you can kind of improve off it, but it's kind of shitty. It's like getting a pop quiz and not getting the lesson plan beforehand.
Yeah, or not getting the marked up quiz back and knowing what you effed up. It's like, okay, this is how education is supposed to work.
So, I mean, I don't know, just like with the, you know, with reincarnation, like, you know, and for those who don't know what reincarnation is, it's very simple. Like, you live this life at the end, you know, depending on what your religion is, you get judged by God, gives you your freaking final exam, tells you what you screwed up on and whether or not you passed or failed. and then you get recycled, and you start a whole new life and have no idea what your last life is.
Yeah, because that's fair.
Because that's fair, right? You know what I mean? You start
just
a whole new
trying.
Life.
You and have no you keep recollection to, of your past
yeah,
life.
Yeah, you keep trying to be perfect. You're getting
just keep trying.
You're recycled in life under the assumption that you'll live a new life with a new set of rules and a new situation, and you'll see how you do then. Are you going to be a shitbag, or are you going to be a good person? Mm. And, you know, it makes me wonder sometimes about, like, you know, the whole concept of it is like, you know, is how many times has this been for me? You know what I mean? Like, and I kind of also, it's interesting. They have a documentary a long time ago I've seen, but it was like kids who they interview these kids and they say, yeah, I was a Civil War veteran. Like, I fought in the Civil War.
Right,
like,
right.
And they're like deathly afraid of like loud noises or guns and stuff, which, whatever. You can sit there and say, yeah, most kids are. But, you know,
yeah,
it definitely, like, it piques your interest, if you will.
I guess
like,
you can't prove it or disprove it.
You can't prove it or disprove it. But, you know, like, there are some ones that, like, they can, like, they could take these people and bring them to the exact location. Like, yeah, I was shot and killed here in Gettysburg. Yeah. You're like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, well,
I was struck through the heart. You're like, that's crazy, you know? And I just, like, wonder, like, you know, if you're doing it right, you know, if you're being a good person and doing the right thing and the mistakes that you've made in this life, do you keep making the same damn mistakes? You know, keep screwing shit up along the way because it's just in your soul that you make the same mistake over and over again, you know?
I sure hope not.
Me neither.
I personally hope not. I don't want to be recycled over and over again.
Why not?
I don't know. It just sounds like there's less of a sense of finality. You know, it's basically like, and I believe, I'm not super certain on how the religious ideologies that believe in reincarnation
I think it's part
work.
Of a Christian thing too,
but
I think Christians believe it.
But if it's something like, you know, you get judged every time,
right,
then it just seems like, I don't know, it just seems like it goes on too long for my taste. Like, if I got to pick a religious belief and there was a menu in front of me, I'd be like, you know, I'd rather be like judged once and like, you know, get it right the first time or not get it right the first time. Right? If there's something inherent in my soul that's going to make me cause me to like make the same mistake over and over again, it just doesn't sound like fun to me.
I guess all I ask is when that time comes when he's like, all right, we're going to put you back at scientific, make me better at reading and math.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Don't make me suck at this. I don't want to get made fun of again. And for Christ's sakes, add an inch or two to my height.
Right, right.
I know there's going to be another gangrene joke coming about, you know, the male anatomy coming.
Yeah, and
about,
it's sad that we don't have live comments that we can look at.
Yeah, I know.
Because they would be already.
I'm actually kind of glad that there's live comments.
Yeah.
Getting the video pulled.
It's a blessing and a curse. Congratulations, you're demonetized. So we've never seen that happen before.
Yeah, right. Yeah, pretty much. So I don't know. That's just something that I had thought about, and I don't know. I just found it interesting. And like, how does Freemasonry tie into that? And, you know, when I started thinking about it, it's like, you know, we talk about, you know, making good men better, and it's like, for what? For this life? I know, yeah, this life, but is there more to it? Like, is there?
Yeah. So that you can, what's the phrase that we use? So that you can live commended and die regretted?
Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, I should have that. Like memorized by now. But.
So while we're on the topic of that, I get like again, I've been out of the loop. I really haven't been able to pay attention to too much of comments and stuff like that. So yeah, Kurt Miller asked if y'all are on every week. Yeah, we're still on every week, but we're
trying to be.
A couple weeks ago, we got this guy who said, "So I find it odd that you start the pad got off with you sitting down while saying goddamn."
Wait, what?
Yeah, apparently I started a Masonic Mischief Night, and I sat down and I said, God damn.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
So why do you find
Speaking of fixing our ashlers, we are trying to get better.
Here's
swearing
the thing,
and burping like, into the mic.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm drinking this shitty IPA.
Oh, yeah, it's my fault.
Yep.
So
I find out you start the podcast off with you sitting down saying GD. All right, well, listen, man, like, we're freaking human. Like, you know, we say things. I swear. I was a jarhead. Like, I swear. Like, it is what it is. It's words.
We also do not really edit.
No, we don't
like
it
at all. So we try really hard to get it.
Here's
right
the thing, though. I'm trying
because it's part of our MO. You know,
it is part of our MO because you know we're real people. I don't walk around with a freaking broomstick shoved up my ass like I'm high and mighty. Like, you know, I act like a normal person would. Like, you know, if I'm outside, you know, let's just say we're outside in front of a lodge smoking a cigarette, and a car's coming down the road, and somebody gets clipped by the car. Like, I'm gonna say, God damn! Like, it's just. It's gonna happen, like.
Wow.
Like, I'm gonna help the woman. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, but like your natural reactions, yeah, you might drop a GD.
Wow.
Or, God damn it, like when Ken does something wrong, it's literally sounds that come out of your mouth.
Yeah. I know.
If you really want to break words down, I think I've had this conversation before. It's words. It's blah blah blah. It's just sounds out of your mouth.
We try to be good, though. At least I do.
Don't be a freaking troll, though. If you don't like it, keep pushing.
Well, you know, or let us know, I
stupid
guess.
Comments. But, you know, engage.
I have seen some very funny memes on the Freemasons podcast community page recently.
I haven't. Yep, yeah, go ahead. Tell me.
Well, you can't see it.
Yeah, though, tell me about it.
I don't know. The most recent one I saw was, oh, God, I'm going to have to cite my sources because if I don't give this brother credit, then that's kind of crappy of me, but let's see. There was a meme. It was basically the you know Aldi, right? Like the German grocery.
Yes,
chain
yes, yes.
They've
yep.
Like mm-hmm. recently kind of come to this area of the United States.
Yep.
You know their logo.
Yep.
Right? It's that kind of like multicolored with the slashes mm-hmm. and stuff. Well, he had a variant on that, which was Illuminaldi, and it had like the all-seeing eye as part like
the
where
D.
the A is in the logo.
Oh,
yeah. He's like. When you want to take over, or when you need to take over the world, let me make sure I get it right. So it was actually Josh McCrae. All right,
okay.
It was Josh McCrae. When you absolutely have to rule the world, but it's not payday yet.
I have to give credit again where credit's due. There's a guy on Twitter that's a Mason, and he just trolls people who write stupid shit up on about Freemasons. Mm-hmm. And I follow him because he's freaking hilarious, like some of the stuff he puts up. And I've been out of the loop for a while. I really haven't been paying attention to all of the trolls and the dumb shit they come out with. But I recently found, and I'm trying to find the image, that somebody, or the comment that somebody put up, and it was like, are you kidding me? Like, you've got to be... here it is, Barry Elwell. I'm trying to find his comment here. Here we go. Yeah, it's... Oh, my God, where is
it? So about the not editing, like, maybe we should.
Yeah. here we go. And it's... There we go. What? It's a picture, and it's got the all-seeing... It's got the Masonic... it's got what's his name? Who's this freaking king? The King of England?
King Charles.
King Charles, sorry, of England. He's wearing a hat that looks like it's the Scottish Rite eagle, but it's not.
Okay.
And then there's a bunch of other things that he's talking about. Again, the common fallback is, you know, to quote Bible verses that were evil. And it's, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I'll make them come to worship before thy feet and know that I loved for thee. And it's just going to be, what's common to all these people? It's not the race or nationality. It's their satanic ritual beliefs. I love when they go to Satan all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Dude,
well,
I don't worship freaking Satan. Masons don't worship Satan.
Yeah. I don't think it matters how many times we say that. They're still going to.
They are Ashkenazi Nazis who claim they practice Judaism or Hebrew, but only worship a deity that most commonly known as Satan, Lucifer, the Lightbringer.
Is he talking about like?
He's talking about Masons, like.
Oh, he's not talking about like the English royal family. He's talking about Freemasons.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I'm not making this guy famous, but he's just stupid shit. And then he's got another. The same guy has got a picture of the Count from Sesame Street, and he says that's the difference between the first right or a second right degree. You use of semantics to claim something is not what others could consider. Dude, use periods.
What?
Consider it or recognize it as is just a trivial example to remain covert about your true intentions or identity. There is a hierarchy. Yo, it's like, it's so stupid. Like, you know,
I'm not even going to deign to comment on that.
Yeah, so I don't know.
One grammatical flaw in the post. Ah, ah, ah.
It's friggin' funny.
So, I know we're getting off biases.
Yeah. I know we're getting off topic here because we were talking about reincarnation and everything, but it's like, you know, I think Mike Tyson said it best. The internet only exists because it's illegal to punch people in the face.
Ooh.
It's really true, though. If you really think about it, like, everybody's an internet tough guy and got something to say. But you know what? Realistically, if you passed me in the street or met me in a store or at a coffee shop, you wouldn't be any the wiser.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't be thinking that.
You wouldn't be thinking, oh, my God, this is a guy's a Masonist and a Satanist. And blah, blah. Yes. And realistically, where do you get this word garbage from? Like,
it's like a self-perpetuating, you know, conspiracy theory machine. When all you listen to is conspiracy theorists, then...
So
that's your world. That's all you believe.
Bringing this around to reincarnation, which is kind of where I was going with this.
Okay.
Do you think that if reincarnation is a thing, people who are shitbags in the prior life or they're a certain way, but believe they're not doing anything wrong.
Are you still doing something wrong?
Are you still doing something wrong? Yeah. It's kind of what I'm getting at here. Like, are you still like, I didn't make a mistake. I did the right thing at the time. You know, even though it might not match with what religion tells you is morally sound. But you did something or to either improve your life or somebody else's life better. I'll give you an example, okay? Mafia. Okay. 1980s.
Yep.
John Gotti, okay?
Yep.
He killed a lot of people. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but he gave some people free turkeys.
But he helped his community out. Yeah. So where do you draw?
I still think that makes him a bad
person. I'm just saying, though, like, okay, what about the guy who decides, or the female, we'll be PC here, well, not PC, we'll be even killed. The man or woman who goes full vigilante about, because there was a story about, I think it was a chick who was going around finding freaking child molesters and killing the child molesters.
Yeah, I mean, so how does that rule?
You know, well, like, when you get
really
up to the
It really depends on what your religious beliefs are, I think, right? I mean, like, I don't think any world religion is like, murder's okay as long as it's justifiable.
Just throw it out there. Like, again, the movie The Man on Fire, Denzel Washington. The guy says, you know, he's in the apartment with the two older folks, and the guy says, you know, forgiveness is, you know, in the Lord's hands, basically. And Denzel Washington looks at him and says, it's something along the lines of forgiveness. You're supposed to forgive your enemies. Denzel Washington says, forgiveness is between the creator and them. I'm just here to arrange the meeting.
Oh, jeez. Well, Boondog Saints, remember that movie?
Yeah,
that was the same kind of deal. Like, they thought they were doing God's work and stuff. So
right.
Yeah,
so how does that play into reincarnation? Like, how does that play into making a good man better? Like, if you're doing heinous shit to people who are evil fucks, like, how does that work? Does that still make you a good man being better?
I don't think so. I don't.
You get what I'm saying here? Yeah, this is where the lines of the whole Mason point. you know, we're here to make good men better. What constitutes a good man? Is it a dude who goes around clipping child molesters? Or is it a dude who just says, throw them in jail?
Yeah.
Let them serve their time.
Well,
with a hot meal and a shower.
I would, yeah.
Or is it dude who does the what is it called? Spanish splinter? Never heard of this?
I don't know what that is. Probably shouldn't describe it. Yeah, no.
Shove sharp objects underneath your fingernails.
Yeah, let's not. Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying, though, like, work with me here. I'm throwing up a topic. Where do you draw the line?
Doesn't
hurt anybody else. All he does is go after, like, child molesters.
Yeah.
Rapists.
So if you have that
does as,
that
make
like
him a bad guy?
If that's, like, what you do for a living or whatever, and that's what is written down on what your usual vocation is on your petition, I'm still going to blackball you. I'm sorry. Like, privately, I might be like, yeah, okay, the world is better without child molesters running around. But by the same token, it's like, Sorry, man. Our tenants say that.
I'm just
can't be a murderer and freaking. I don't care who you're murdering. It doesn't really matter. It's immaterial. It means that you can't be a member of the fraternity. And yeah, they'd always get my blackball as a result of that.
Like again, let's even break it down to simple terms. Somebody breaks into your house, you freaking drill them. Boom! As they come through the freaking door. Right? You kill the person, but you saved your family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, let's add one more to this.
That can be legal in the state of Connecticut.
But is it morally sound? You just killed somebody.
I mean,
now let's add another one. Let's add another.
According to my own moral standards, if it's me or them or my family,
I'm making you think. Goddamn it.
Then yeah, I'd say that's I had the yeah I would be morally correct according to my own moral standards.
Here's another one, right? Mm-hmm. Here's another one. I'm going to add a little bit more to that. Guy breaks in your house, you shoot him. Bow! He drops. You walk up and administer first aid. Good person or bad person?
Why are you doing all of these?
Because I think it's fun. It's fun to make us think. That's what we're here to do. That's what Masons are. We're thinkers.
That's true. I mean, I'm not like licensed to perform first aid. I'm not particularly, I know like what I knew from like Boy Scouts. I'm not really like trained to administer aid for gunshot wounds. But in this, increasingly hypothetical situation, yeah, I mean, I'm
just saying, like,
I don't know what I would do, man. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I'm just saying, but is that person either the
does that
the
make
whole...
them any better or worse than just blasting somebody that broke into their house?
Yeah,
illegally? I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, these are the things that I think about, like, What do you? What? Where's the line here? Like, if you're going around, like, and you're a vigilante, like that's not your profession, but if you find out that there's a child molester living in your neighborhood, and
vigilanteism is illegal. You can't just take up arms and go and be a vigilante. Like, whether or not it's morally correct is kind of like subjective, depending on who you talk to, I guess. But it's illegal, and if you violate the laws of the country, if you're a convicted felon, whatever, you can't be a Mason. Like, end of story as far as I'm concerned. But when we start talking about this stuff that, like, it's kind
of questionable, right? It's like so what constitutes
a
good person?
Like,
I mean, you get up to the pearly gates, you're about to be recycled back into life, and God's like, you fucked
depends
up.
On what
you screwed
in.
Up bad because
it depends on
you
what
shot a guy, but then he looks behind him and goes, he points down and goes,
Well, that's the thing. That depends on what your religious framework is, right? Like, what you believe. Like, because, you have the holy writings.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you part
that's
the clouds.
Kind of your law, right?
You part the clouds and you point down, and there's a line of child molesters that are now, they're down there in the warm, if you will. Like, what do you say? Like, did I really do something bad here? Like,
you're not digging yourself out of this like pygmy shrew hole that you've made for yourself, man. You're definitely coming back.
I'm just making a point. Like what constitutes like?
You should have had this conversation with Joe.
I'm just making a point. Okay,
I know
you're married, or not you. But let's say a guy's married to a female, right? Mm-hmm. Dude's beating the snot out of her every day, right? Treating her like shit, beating up the kids, all this stuff. He goes to sleep. She walks up and gives him the old freaking Sicilian necktie.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm leaving it up to you.
What's
here.
Your question? Is she morally?
Is she morally sound? I mean, she's protecting her kids. She's protecting herself. This dude, but she, in a sense, committed a murder.
Yeah.
So my question is: she get recycled?
Does she get recycled? Not. Can she? Okay.
Lived her life as a complete saint. She's been an angel her entire life.
Right.
Like goes to church every day, gives money to charity, does all the right things.
I don't know.
But ends up freaking.
It depends on what happens after, right?
Gives her abusive husband a neck zipper. What happens?
If we're talking about.
I love the half smirk on your face while I'm doing
if
this.
If we're talking about like my personal belief system, I don't know. It's up to the judge. Like I can't judge that, right? So, I don't know.
Which judge?
Is it
judge in the sky?
Yeah.
Or the judge
the supreme
in the
supreme judge. If I'm no judge.
This is the shit that
I'm
think of.
I'm not here to judge.
This is the shit I think of.
Right. If I had to guess, I don't know, man. It's I would not deign to put myself into the shoes of the supreme judge of the universe here.
I'm just making points here of like, you know, this is where my biggest issue with the whole makes good men better thing come from.
Right.
This is where it comes from, because it's like, what constitutes good men? I mean, in modern times, in modern situations, like, many religions believe that it's marriage is a man and a woman. You go out to Utah and it's a man and three women. Right. But if he treats them all good, see
right.
what I'm
well,
getting
I mean,
at here?
Yeah, it depends on it depends on what the law says and what the what the civil law says and what the divine law says. And if you
sometimes though,
if you're in the green on both of those, you're
divine
good.
Law.
If you're in that gray area,
sometimes divine law overrides civilian in people's belief systems. Civil law, not
right.
civilian law. Civil law.
Right.
So if you violate civil law, does that still make you a bad person, or does it make you a good person who's just following your moral law or your religious law?
I don't know. That's subjective. whether or not you can, be admitted into a Masonic lodge, it's pretty black and white, right? So I prefer to speak in those terms because it's easier, right? But like, as you know, from my subjective standpoint, would that person be moral? Man,
I'm not
I don't know if I want to go on the record.
I'm just, this is again,
Ken
this is
said
the shit.
That one time.
This is the shit that I think of,
right? Yeah, I
like,
know.
And it definitely makes you contemplate. You sit there and you're like, huh, so. We talk about, everybody talks about, child molesting's bad and everything. But, then when the guy goes out and goes out and just starts clipping child molesters before they even make it to court, is he a bad dude?
No. I mean, the law is pretty clear on vigilantes.
I know what the civilian law says.
I know that.
I'm talking about from a moral standpoint again, I'm making a point with the mafia. Like, I mean, Al Capone, he was running speakeasies. People wanted their alcohol. He was giving them what they wanted. At the same time,
breaking the law,
there may have been a St. Valentine's Day massacre.
Yeah.
He's breaking the law. But he was doing one thing, in a sense, good, if you will, and doing bad. And, let's go to Al Capone. One of his famous quotes was, "Do not mistake my kindness for weakness. I am kind to everyone. But if you're unkind to me, weakness is not what you'll find."
Right.
I love these philosophical things because it really makes you think. I wish Joe was here because I would just tear his ass apart.
And he has, he's got, he's read a lot more about world religions than I have, for sure. And he's got, like, a little bit more of a philosophical background.
Let's go to Joe. I got one. I wish he was here because I got this one for him. And I hope he listens back to this episode and he comes in with his answer the next time he comes up here. Mm-hmm. Here's one for you. All right. Buddhist monks. Okay. They go in China, they pour gasoline all over themselves, and they silently protest by lighting themselves on fire. There's video of this. You can look this up.
I remember that. It was in response to Vietnam, I think.
No, it was in response to them taking over Tibet.
Chinese taking over
Tibet.
I'm sorry. Yep.
Now, hear me out. They're super religious. Mm-hmm. They're very morally sound. Mm-hmm. They're Buddhist monks. Mm-hmm. But they committed suicide.
Mm-hmm. Is that frowned upon in their religion?
I don't know if it's, but let's just say we don't, again, this is my whole issue with religion. Nobody knows what the fuck is actually, like, everybody could sit there and say, in Christianity, Christians say, it's a mortal sin, or what's the sin? It's like, you can't come back from it if you commit suicide.
No, it's that's a...
Not a mortal sin.
It's not a mortal sin. It's a...
It's like the worst sin you can do. Like, there's no coming back from committing suicide. But
yeah, I'm blanking on the word now too, thanks to you.
but you understand, like, this is my issue with religion. Each religion has its own things. I mean, look at Japan. They have the what the hell is it called? Kimbodo?
I don't know.
When they literally take a sword and they go through their freaking chest and lop their head off.
That's seppuku. That's seppuku. Like, yeah, that's if you're dishonored or something, and it's an older.
It's an older thing, but it's a form of suicide.
Yeah. But I think ritual suicide is okay according to their religion. I don't know enough about it.
This is my issue with religion. What's good, what's not. And it all depends on you. And this is why Freemasonry doesn't choose your or tell you what to believe in. You believe in whatever the hell you want because whatever is in your heart that you believe is morally sound is on you. I am also not saying going around clipping people.
Yeah, but clear also... Also, we have our own kind of rules over and above that. So, you know, we believe in basically all of the same, you know, the moral code that's common among all the different world religions, first of all. And then secondly, we have our own kind of rules and regs and landmarks and so forth. And, you know, as long as you're in concert with all of those, then you can be made a Mason. And then the extent to which you are a good person is kind of subjective.
Now,
as long as you're always trying to improve those aspects of yourself that you don't feel are...
I'm going to throw something at you here, and you're probably going to yell at me, but I'm going to throw it at you.
Okay.
There's a certain part in a ritual where it talks about something and something accepted, and these left to our own choosing.
Right.
So, again...
That doesn't mean it's okay. That is not what that
was. Now, hear me out. Take this Mason.
Right.
Who goes on a rampage of taking out clipping child molesters, known child molesters. I'm not talking about like rehabilitated ones. I'm talking about known child molesters. Goes on a clip.
Yep.
That's, sonically sound?
No, because that's just about what you choose to tell others. Okay, so
All right.
You're still, according to, so that in that hypothetical scenario,
right.
In the state of Connecticut, in our jurisdiction at least, if you are caught and you go to prison and you're a felon, you will be expelled from the fraternity. I don't care.
Then why have that section in our...
Because that section specifically speaks to... I can't go into it because then I'd be giving away... I can't do it.
I know you can't.
But we can talk offline and I'll explain to you why that section does not allow for this scenario.
But I'm just saying, is that just word salad?
I can't say it on air. No, it's not word salad. There's a point behind it, but I can't talk about it.
I know you can't talk about it, and when you take your third degree, who's ever listening, you'll find out what we're talking about.
I'm excited to actually tell you, but I can't do it on the air. Yeah.
This is fun. I'm not going to lie. This is fun. Me throwing hypotheticals and questions at you, and you're just...
Yeah, like I didn't even know we were
RoboCop armor. Pew pew pew. That was
no
a robot.
Comment.
That was a robot reference.
No comment. I plead the fifth.
So this is kind of why I wanted to bring this topic up is because you know once I dive down the rabbit hole of reincarnation and what's you know are you recycled back into a new life because you fucked up in the last one and all this stuff, it delved down this road of what's right and wrong. Right, and according to who?
Yeah. I mean, Freemasonry is pretty clear on that. I mean, from a moral standpoint, it's kind of left up to you over and above, you know, obeying civil authority and also...
Now.
The divine, you know, whatever. Like, the basic tenets of, like, do unto others and that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Outside of that, it's not very specific on what outside of, you know, hey, you know, you need to look to your... Book of Holy Writings, whatever you choose to believe in, and that's kind of like your moral compass.
Now, here's the onion in the whole thing.
Okay.
We're talking about Masonry, your moral compass, and stuff. Believe it was a couple hundred years ago where Masons decided to overthrow a government.
Oh, God.
And went to war.
This is always the case.
And Bunker Hill. I'm just saying.
And I think my typical response to that is, I don't know that our... I mean, maybe it did, but I don't think our ritual back then said anything about cheerfully conforming to the civil authority or anything. Like, maybe it did,
but
and they were like, well, we got to make a decision. If we get our dues cards yanked, whatever.
So my question,
so
I don't think they had dues cards back then.
No, I don't think they did either, but I mean, they could still get, they get absolutely like, still get expelled.
You need
the
to freaking make like one of those fake tweet things of like like Samuel Adams.
Yeah, it's like, take my dues,
brother secretary, I still have to pay my dues. I'm not going to make it to annual.
Oh, jeez. I mean, yeah, that's always the counterpoint, right? It's like, well, you know,
I don't think Paul Revere should be senior warden. He's a shitbag.
I mean, and there probably
was. You
didn't
go to the pancake breakfast?
I'd love to look back at some of the records during that time, because there probably were a few Masons in a particular lodge. Like, you could take one lodge and say, I mean, there were probably some British loyalists in that lodge. Mm-hmm. There were definitely some revolutionaries. Mm-hmm. And to, like, read back and see if there was any of that dynamic actually made it into the minutes, I think would be really interesting. Because I've got to imagine that even if it didn't go into the records, like, there had to be contention there.
Sure,
because there were strong proponents on both sides. Some people were like, well, look, you're being unpatriotic.
Well, and this boils down to the whole, what, even in Masonry, what we can differ as to what we believe is morally sound. Yeah. You know, maybe the brothers who are Tories, if you will, or British loyalists, maybe they didn't think they were morally sound.
Well,
you're going to hell and damnation!
Yeah, nobody ever thinks that they're, well, unless you're crazy, like, nobody ever thinks that they're, like, evil, right? Like, you know, there were.
That's
like, hey,
my
man,
whole
like,
point of this reincarnation thing.
Civil authority right now says that I have to, you know, I have fealty to the crown. Like, okay, that's cool. Like, they're not like I'm knowingly evil. They think that that's the correct way to go. And then
I'm saying this is my whole part of reincarnation,
is our country,
like,
and we need to make it our own is also a valid viewpoint, and they think that they're right. I mean, you know, that's what makes these gray areas really hard to delve into. It's a lot easier if it's just either you're right or you're wrong. But, yeah, this is also the area that you live in, right? In your field of work.
Yeah.
Sometimes you live in that gray area. So,
you know, and it's one of those. It's and, you know, let's talk about rehabilitation in life, too. Right. So let's just say this guy was a banger. He was a gangbanger, right? Killed like 10 freaking people when he was in his 20s, right? Dude's now.
But like Nino Brown, he gave out a bunch of turkeys on Thanksgiving.
But hear me out now. Now he's in his 40s. He's done his time in prison, and he's different. Yeah. He's more mature. He made mistakes. He sits there and he says, yeah, I fucked up. I did bad back in my day, but I'm different. I believe in, you know, I believe in Jesus. You know, I believe in Lord and Savior. I believe in Muhammad, whatever the case may be. Flip his life around.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work for reincarnation?
No,
how does that work for heaven and hell? You still killed 16 goddamn people, but now you're a believer. And I get it. Jesus saves, blah, 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 blah. But
yeah, these are questions more for members of the clergy of these particular religions, I think, than for me. But
so here's my question. Does this guy get to be a Mason?
So that's pretty clear cut.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is.
How so? Explain to me.
Because if you're a felon, I'm pretty sure, regardless of circumstance, you can't be. Well, no, that's not true. You just have to divulge that fact.
Okay.
I think it's up to the lodge.
Okay.
Unless you commit a felony while you're a Mason, then you're getting
expelled,
I think.
That's a different story. I'm talking about, like,
yeah, I don't know.
You're a rehabilitated man. You are religion.
Yeah.
You are the deacon in your church.
Yeah, so
I
do know.
You clipped 16 people when you were in your 18 to 20-year-old.
Well, I do know that there have been cases.
And I don't know if
that
you probably won't get out of prison if you clip 16 people.
No, definitely not.
Just throwing out numbers here.
I know for a fact, and I'm not going to say names or be specific about it in any way, but I know for a fact there have been folks like that who have petitioned the lodge, not committed murder or anything like that, but, you know, had some stuff in their past.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it was when they were very, very young, and now they're, like you said, in their 40s.
Uh-huh.
They served their time. Their record was not expunged, but, you know, whatever. Like, the, you know, their kind of moral record since then is completely 360 of what they were like when they were a kid.
Right.
You know, morally, if I were interviewing somebody like that and looked at them, I would advocate on their side for
so now
admission.
The $1 million question is that person.
But that's up to the lodge.
Take the lodge out of it.
Yeah,
is that person a good man?
In my opinion, there would have to be more specifics for me to make a determination on that. But in my eyes, yeah, I believe people deserve a second chance. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Again, I'm asking because these are the conundrums that I run through in my head.
Right.
Like, is it possible
without
to...
Without more detail, I would say that, yeah, they probably deserve a second chance. But again...
Now, in that same respect, like, let somebody say this guy who did what he did back in his 20s now gets out of prison, and let's just say he's 40s, 45, and he's driving down the road and somebody cuts him off in traffic. He's like, I'm going to kill this motherfucker. Like, because you had that thought, does that make you a bad person again? Considering you've already done it in your past.
If you still have anger issues to that extent, then I don't know that you really reformed yourself. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I would say that because of that conflict.
Come on, Ken. You drive a Subaru. You've never had the freaking moment of, like, I'm going to flip out while I'm driving here?
No, I've gotten, like, frustrated before, but I've never gotten angry to the fact where I'm like, I'm going to run this dude off the road. Like, you know, I don't get that angry about little things like that.
You've never been in your car and just decided to just pop off while you're driving, knowing you're in the car by yourself and nobody's... Nope. I'm not saying with your kid in the backseat.
No. Even by myself, I've never gotten that angry. I've gotten frustrated when people, like, cut me off and stuff, but I don't, like...
What does it sound like when you get frustrated?
I don't, like, chase them down and
stuff. No, I'm not saying chase them down. That's road rage. I'm not talking about that. But, like, just spazzed out while you're driving.
No, not really.
This son of a bitch!
No, when I was younger, I would definitely get, like, angry and, like, swear, you know, in the privacy of my own car, but... You know, as I've
now it just
older,
sounds like this.
I'm trying to, like, I've made a conscious effort over the last couple of years to let, like, the little stuff kind of roll off and not pay close attention to it. So I've gotten better about that.
Actually, you'd be proud of me, Kenny.
Would I?
The other day, I was driving. I'm in the Mirror Parkway. No, what was I? Highway. One of the highways up here.
Okay.
I was in the far left lane, and I was... past somebody, and then I was starting to merge over to get back into the right lane. Mm-hmm. And a dude come flying up, got in the left lane, right lane, and then tried to blow past me in the right lane, but I was already merging over. Got right up on my ass, laid on the freaking horn, flashing his lights, jumps in the left lane, pulls up next to me, again, now kind of doing the swervy thing at me, then pulls a little bit further in front of me, gets in front of me, jams on his brakes, and then peels off.
Wow.
You know what I did, Ken?
I would just slow down.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, good. Good for you. Yeah, I would just
quite proud of
myself
down. Actually.
See, when I've seen that kind of thing.
I mean, his windshield's covered in freaking nickels, but I mean that's a different story. Jesus. I'm kidding. I didn't throw nickels out the window at the guy. I'm joking.
I've seen that kind of thing happen, and usually my first concern. Whereas back when I was a kid in my stupid youth, I would have taken it as a personal affront. Now I think more about, like, safety. Like, this dude could do something stupid. Like, I'm in control. He's not. He could do something stupid to get me killed. God forbid anybody that happens to be in my car or anybody else that's on the road behind him.
No.
So from my perspective, I'm going to take whatever action is going to reduce the possibility of that happening, which is usually just slowing down and letting them do whatever.
So for me, it's twofold. One, I'm older now. Like you said, I'm not a kid anymore.
Right.
And I understand, and I've seen, I used to drive for a living. I'm still driving now, you know, quite long distances. I've seen the accidents. I've seen, I mean, Christ, there was a girl who got ejected out of her vehicle a couple weeks ago on 91, like, in nothing but a tarp covering the car. It was pretty horrific. So, like, there's that part of me that's like, listen, I'm older now. I got kids. I got responsibilities. You know, I don't. You know, I'm not going to do anything to put myself in harm's way because I need to be around for them.
Yep.
But believe it or not, Ken, you know what really, really changed?
What?
And this is going to blow people's minds here.
You found a religion?
No, I found the Second Amendment.
You founded a religion?
I founded the Second Amendment.
Oh, you found the Second Amendment.
When I started caring, and this is true, and I, you know, people are going to, guns are bad. I don't care. When I started caring, I understood what could happen.
Oh, yeah, you have to hold yourself to a higher moral.
Escalate this.
Yeah, you have to hold yourself to a complete... You have to be part lawyer, basically, if you're going to carry a firearm responsibly, because...
I don't want to have to ever use my firearm on somebody else, nor do I want one used on mine.
Yeah.
And I understand that, you know, and part of it is I understand that I conceal carry, keep mine hidden all the time. Other people do, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to put myself in a risk where somebody who's got... A road rage clearly, could, you know, pull over and attempt to use his firearm. So I've got a more respect for life, respect for escalation of things. It's like we're not just going to get out of the car and throw hands, like especially being that now I have a deadly weapon on my hip.
Yep.
So, you know.
You can't have a temper anymore. Like, you really, in public, you can't. As long as you have a firearm on you, you can't have
right.
a temper.
So,
and
I mean,
if you don't feel
not,
like you can deal with that, then you really shouldn't be.
It humbled me a lot, just having that.
Yep.
So, I mean, plus I'm a peace officer now and all this other stuff. Like, so there's a lot of this stuff that, like, I'm not I'm behaving myself. So this whole situation happened, and I just let
it go.
Well,
I'm proud of you, George.
I let it go.
I'm proud of you that you're not as angry as you used to be. I was going to say angry little midget, but I don't want to provoke you. So.
I was never angry.
Yeah, I mean, you were...
I would go with disgruntled.
You had a little bit more... Yeah, exactly. It wasn't like an overt, you know, rash anger. It was just kind of like,
I want to be clear.
Little things pissed you off when I first met you.
I want to be clear. Like, they don't. Another thing, too, is when we do this podcast, and we all had our characters, right? We all played our part.
Really aren't
the robot,
that far from who
the ginger
are,
who tends to flip out sometimes, and I'm more of the protagonist of things. But realistically, I'm a pretty docile person, I think. I don't think I'm too...
Yeah, no, I mean, you wouldn't.
I'm a human, things piss me off, don't get me wrong, but I don't really act out or lash out like that.
No, and if you were, then you probably wouldn't be a Mason, and we wouldn't be doing a podcast on Freemasonry, but yeah.
And I'd be...
It serves its purpose.
...doing the opposite of what I'm going to be doing as a profession.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I don't know where we're at, Ken, but I think...
We're at 59 minutes and 33 seconds, George.
Bingo.
I got a couple things...
Fire away.
...that I wrote down here, just things that... I was thinking about, because obviously we haven't been up here for a couple months, and there have been some happenings since then.
Fire away.
One of the things, I don't know if you heard about this, but the news came out just yesterday that there was a fire in a Masonic lodge.
Again?
In the state. Did you hear about that? No.
In our state?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So it's under active investigation, so I'm not going to speculate. I mean, it happened yesterday, so who knows what's going on.
It's a fucking arson, isn't it?
I don't know. It's under investigation. It could just be that it was...
What lodge?
Wiring or something. It was in Ellington. And I've never been up to their lodge, but it's Fayette number 69 in Ellington, Connecticut.
Oh, sure.
And the brave men and women of the Ellington Volunteer Fire Department thankfully got there immediately and extinguished it. It didn't seem like it was a big fire.
Okay.
So that's great news. But if any of the brothers from Fayette 69 need anything, please let us know. Or obviously our prayers go out to you and hope that even though nobody was in the lodge at the time, that nothing got damaged. Obviously, we have a lot of antiquities and stuff that are flammable. So,
furthermore.
But reach out to us. So hopefully that was just... Like
I hope it's not an arson because, I mean, that would piss me off. And realistically, more of the reason for lodges to get cameras because it has been going on a lot.
Yep, and we talked about that during the lodge security episode. I wanted to give an update on the fundraising for Brother Dimitri over in the Ukraine. So we closed that campaign. We ended up with $415, which is great. And that we got that to Brother Dimitri. So... hopefully in the next short period of time, he'll be in Canada, and he looks forward to eventually visiting us if he can get down to
that
the
would
US,
be awesome.
Which would be awesome.
Get him a lot of vodka and cigarettes.
Yeah. I know that he's really a cigarette and vodka guy. He might be. I don't know. He definitely smokes, I think.
I don't know. If I was in a war zone, I'd be smoking every freaking 2 minutes. I don't care. Remember.
I think we had a discussion about cigarettes at some point. But, yeah, he's a great brother, and we look forward to good news from him that him and his family are okay.
All I think of
thank
is,
thank you, brothers, for your donation.
We raised $450 for him?
$450.
All I think is the movie freaking Euro Trip. Again, you've never seen it because you don't ever watch any of the movies I recommend to you.
No, it's been like a year, 2 years since you told me to, and I still haven't watched
it. But there's one scene where like they got like a handful of coins. Like, you know, they're like, oh, how much money do we have left? And they got like a handful of like quarters and nickels in American. Okay. And they're like, what's the... And then like the next scene, like they're in this like really expensive hotel and they're in like Bratislava or something like that. He's like, what's the exchange rate out here? And then they're like in a hotel and they all got like tuxedos on. One dude's getting a facial. He's like, gotta love that exchange rate.
Nice.
Anyway.
Continue. Yeah, unfortunately, exchange rate is not super favorable with Ukrainian money right now.
Nah,
but that's okay. So thank you, brothers, for your donations, and thank you for everybody who reached out to help with that. Much appreciated. The only other thing I got is, have you heard about the Garibaldi degree team?
Negative.
Okay. So in Connecticut, we have this thing called the Garibaldi Masonic Club. And actually, I want to wait for Worshipful Brother Joe to come up here and talk in more detail about that. But it's an appendant, not an appendant body, I'm sorry. It's a Masonic club.
It's a degree.
Like team. A dinner club.
Yeah.
He recently was elected the president of that club. And
wait, our Joe?
Yeah, Joe. No, not Worshipful Brother Joe Zanini.
Oh,
Worshipful
Pisani.
Brother Joe Pisani. Sorry,
cool.
I have to clarify there. But he was elected the president, and he, as one of his first duties, put together a degree team for the Entered Apprentice degree.
Nice.
Consisting of a bunch of brothers that are very, very good at ritual, one of them being Worshipful Brother Joe, who's going to do
Joe
Zanino. Joe
really?
Z.
He's not even Italian.
No, but you don't have to be Italian to be part of the degree team. He's going to be chaplain for the opening. I'm going to do senior deacon.
He's a Mick.
I'm not. I'm like half Italian. That's not Italian enough.
Yeah, his last name
like,
is Zanino. It's something else. It's like
no, it's Zanino.
McDavitt or something like that. He's freaking redheaded. No, who the hell's ever seen a redheaded Italian?
He is an Italian. So that it's
calling crap on that one.
Okay, well, I guess we'll see. I guess you will have to come to Harmony Lodge on February 16th at 6:30 p.m. for dinner, and then the entered apprentice degree, and we'll see.
All right.
Just how Italian Worshipful Brother Joe.
We will see. Again, I'm still doing the whole, you know, judicial martial trainee crap. So
yes, well, it would be great to see you at that degree. At least two members of the Freemasons podcast are going to be involved in that degree, and it should be a great time.
I will do my best to be there. I'll tell you that much. Again, my time is very tight right now. At least until I get into my district. Right now it's tight. So
yes.
Anyway, what do you say, Kenny?
That's all I've got.
All right. For the Freemasons podcast, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I am Right Worshipful Brother George Marjorie signing off.
And I am Worshipful Brother Ken signing off.
Let's get out of this ice box.
Indeed. Happy New Year, everyone.
See you later. It's cold!